Blog Talk Radio.
Starting at the first verse through the sixth verse.
And a word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and there he wrought a work on the wheel. And the work, the vessel that he had made of clay, was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father,
thank
whose
you,
face is the Son,
thank you,
whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church.
Yes.
That includes us.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Transferred all those dates and times and alarms Hallelujah. Put them all in the month of March. Hallelujah. Switch them over. Set your alarm 5 minutes prior to the hour. Hallelujah. Every morning, 7 a.m., we have praise and worship. We've been having a glorious time in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Set that alarm 5 minutes prior to the 7 o'clock hour. Hallelujah. Every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., we have Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. We're almost halfway through the semester. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., and it is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the second Friday of the month, which is coming up this week, hallelujah, is our men's and women's fellowship. We have men's fellowship from 7 to 7:40. Hallelujah. And then the women's fellowship from 7:50 until 8:30. Hallelujah. There's some power-packed minutes. Hallelujah. It's not even an hour each, but they are power-packed and spirit-filled and led and guided by anointed people of God, and they give you, and it's scripture-based.
Hallelujah.
Give you a lot of word to be able to live by. Hallelujah. Every Sunday at 3 o'clock is our International Victory Service. Hallelujah. Our International Victory Service being able to be heard all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. That's at 3 o'clock. That's a live service. We also have it. You can also listen to it if you're unable to get into the house of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We would love to have you, though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the first, second, and third Sundays, we have Good News Youth Club. And on that fourth Sunday, when we have a visiting ministry in, the children are able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, and they're able to quote scriptures and sing songs and do a whole lot. Hallelujah, and just to bless the Lord. That's their time to come before the congregation and share with us. And then we have our visiting ministry minister for this month is Minister Lorraine Gamble. Hallelujah, and then after the spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. We have a free fellowship dinner. Come out and enjoy a free fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Hallelujah. No cost to you. Hallelujah. We thank God for everyone that's been dropping pennies in the jar. It says pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Please continue to pray for her as she and her team travels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We also thank God for the saints of God that's been visiting the ministry's website at rymmi.org, and they've been going through and just looking and see what the ministry's vision and mission is. And also, we thank God for the ones that's been donating in the church's GoFundMe page.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, that is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. We thank God for our building. Hallelujah. The beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. We thank God for the beautiful classrooms and the beautiful offices and its own separate entrance from the child care center and beautiful parking lot. We just thank God for it all. We also thank God for the washing stations in northeast, south, and west to be able to minister to the homeless, where the homeless can shower and change, and we be able to give them new clothing and job-ready skills. Hallelujah. And be able to feed them. They're precious in the eyesight of God, too. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On the third Sunday, we'll also have the birthday corner. And first and second Sunday, we also have the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Back to you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And we again, we thank God for our praise and worship team. We thank God for our church band and orchestra.
Hallelujah, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for the youth choir and adults.
Glory to God.
The sanctuary choir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We see it all with the eyes of our faith.
Amen.
For the new building, an awesome sanctuary, and the the
Hallelujah.
Fellowship Hall and the fully equipped kitchen and the daycare center.
Thank you, Jesus.
The entrance. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
For the offices and the classrooms, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The parking lot and the area, the grassy area that children may play in and be safe. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for all of that. And a bag of chips. Hallelujah. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know what, y'all, those that are listening to this service right now, somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind. They took a little time to pray for you. And we're going to pray for others right now. And I'm going to get a psalmist to tell you why we're praying for others, right?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody pray for me.
Shared already. The word of God says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous
avail
much.
Yes.
See, he inhabits the praise of his people. And when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. So get ready.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to place folks' names up in the atmosphere. And I want to remind you that
you're
praying for your family. Family doesn't require blood. It requires love. You pray for anyone that God puts on your heart as we play the selection, the prayer in the background. Just name them. Just call out loud.
Thank you for your blessing.
Call their names out loud.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because if it's in your heart and you speak it out loud, that becomes spiritual reality. You got to say it loud. call them out loud, articulate, verbalize. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord,
thank you,
we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles,
Jesus,
and blessings following
thank
as we place people's names up into their atmosphere
Hallelujah.
Of blessings
thank
right
you,
now.
God.
For your we'll check out of in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Dr. Earl Bird.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord God. Hallelujah. Mm.
Daniel.
Monique Jones. Hallelujah. Arena Jones. Nicholas Jones. Danielle Curtis.
With Michael and Mark. Ariana Nicholas and Dom.
Pamela Curtis.
Malachi.
Malachi.
Griselda. Samaria. Travion.
Hallelujah.
Ada. CJ. Ezekiel. Kai. Jane. Joshua. Lawrence.
Kimberly.
Julia. Knowledge. Dawson, James Jr., Jaleek, Janine, Bell,
Tavon Bird,
Talitha, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Birdie,
Earl, Virginia,
Stephen, Precious,
Trevion,
Rena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph,
yes.
Annette James,
Jaheen,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Bird, Sarah Bright,
Mr. Mike,
Linda, Ginger, Milton, Sandra, Brenda, and family, White, Damon, LaVon, Dawson,
Hallelujah,
Yorns, and family,
thank
you, Jose, Katie, and Marcia, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Him up on the entire family. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Check in the most.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Evangeline, Julian, Anna, and Ava, Kitty, and Little Kitty. Stephanie, Little Stephanie. Hallelujah. Desiree, Monique.
Charity, Benita.
Donovan,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Julius. And Malachi,
hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophet says,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory
thank
to God. And the entire family, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family, oh God.
Thank you for your
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Navidad family, oh God. Very kids.
Yes, thank you.
The Renzo Bedford and family, hallelujah.
Thank
Holly
you.
Blackwell and
hallelujah.
Family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Minister Linda.
Hallelujah.
Reggie and Barry and David. Susan, Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca.
Lord.
All the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uroche, Katie and Marshata. Minister Jane. Minister Janice, oh God. Brother. Minister Doreen. Sister Monica, oh God. Hallelujah. Christina Spencer and Charity and Benita and Jay and Aaron and the entire family, oh God. Y'all got everybody shout out.
Hallelujah.
Feel a benefit, oh God. Mighty about.
Thank you, God.
Hey, what's up? Maisha Walsh, Margie Town, oh God. Hallelujah. Gary John Wilson, oh God, please. Glenda Blanchard, oh God. Shout out of that,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Annette Gordon, oh God. Faith Sam, oh God. Avis Man, oh God. Yadabu Shaking, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shaking, oh God. Shaking, oh God. Michael Shelton, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shaking, oh God. Hallelujah. Yadabu Shaking, oh God. Glory to God. Shaking, oh God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. May Yabu Shaking, oh God. Hallelujah. Shaking, oh God. Hallelujah. And it's James, hallelujah. Our family, oh God. Roshan, and it's James, oh God. But I'll give
you
a hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rose,
hallelujah.
Krista, Sydney, all the children.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Roshan, and it's
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tiffany and Mayan and entire family. Sister Camilla and entire family.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Sister Dejanaya and entire family.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We honor your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we ask that you add signs.
Thank you, Lord.
Miracles and blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
At this time, I'm going to play a selection. And at the end of that selection,
hallelujah,
the next voice you will hear will be a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches with, hallelujah, the Children's Corner on this evening, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club.
Thank you.
Of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. That's the Children's Church Plus.
Hallelujah.
In case you want to figure out what that is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Directed by Elder QB Stevenson, and her sister is Brother, hallelujah, Malachi Rainey. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name today.
Remember your creator in the days of your youth. work for Jesus now. Because after a while, your body will slow down. You slow down. And you'll be wondering, like, oh, I can't move like I used to. What's going on? And Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Sometimes we think, let's just read it. 31 and 6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Young people, it may seem like sometimes you're all alone and you don't have any friends, but the word of God says he'll never leave you nor forsake you, because you are precious in the eyesight of God. You are precious in his sight. And I'm turning to Psalm 139 and 14. And it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. Hallelujah. Young people, you are so precious in the eyesight of God. Don't you know there is not another you out there anywhere? And you heard me say this before. And there's billions of people in the world, but nobody has your fingerprint. No one else has your footprint. Don't you know when you were born, your footprint was recorded? Don't you know no one else has your footprint? No one else has your fingerprint? No one else looks like you. No, I'm not going to say nobody else looks like you. Not unless you were born with a twin. There's no identical of you out there. Sometimes we see somebody say, oh, my goodness, she looks just like so-and-so. Oh, whatever. And one day, one of my daughters was in the market, and she actually saw somebody that looked so much like her. The lady herself said, oh, my goodness. But no, there are no two people. If you weren't born with a twin, you don't have an identical out there. When God made you, he made you. Some people say, well, when he made me, he broke the mold. Yep, some people, we're glad God broke the mold, okay. But you know what? You are precious in the eyesight of God. Hallelujah. And there's a story in the scripture in Daniel 3 that tells of three Hebrew boys that took a stand for God. And then there's a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And at a certain time, when the music was to be played, everybody was to fall down and worship. And they said, oh, no, that's not our God that they're worshiping. And they were worshipers of the true and only God. And someone said, okay, someone found out that they weren't falling down and worshiping. Okay, really? And they ran back to the king. You know, king, when the music plays, they don't worship. They don't do this. And you know what? They took a stand. And their God showed up to be mighty and strong. And they let the king know, oh, no, uh-uh. And they knew that they were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And you know what? They knew that their God was going to deliver them. They knew that God was going to, they knew that their God was strong enough to deliver them. And so therefore, they didn't take down. And that's what we have to do. Young people, don't take down for the devil. Don't take down for the world. Believe you me, they're just as bold. There are people out there that are just as bold for whatever they want to stand up for or whatever. And you got to stand up for Jesus. I tell you, you know what? Jesus is not going to let you be embarrassed or anything. He is not going to let you stand there and have egg on your face. Hallelujah. He is strong and he's mighty, and he will always have you to become out victorious. Hallelujah. And after these three Hebrew boys took a stand for God, and the king, whom the king saw that their God was a true and living God, the king said, therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, listen, shall be cut to pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill. because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you stand up for God, he will stand up for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this king had power. He had authority to kill. But God showed him that he was more stronger than he was. Hallelujah. These young people stood up for Jesus. They stood up for God.
Hallelujah.
And when you stand up for God, God will stand up for you.
Yes.
The king ended up saying, whoever even speaks against the God of these three boys, you're going to be cut to pieces.
Lord.
You know what? When somebody cut to pieces, ain't no being put back together. Is that you know what I'm saying? And they gonna cut you together. You gonna put they gonna put you on a guillotine or slice you up with a sword or whatever. No, and that's not something that Humpty Dumpty. You know what? This ain't Humpty Dumpty. Couldn't nobody put them back together? Ain't nobody gonna be able to put back together those people that spoke against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Young people, sometimes you may be shaking in your shoes. You may be nervous. You may be scared. Hallelujah, because there may be so many people coming up against you. And you may be, but you know what? Speak up for God. And you be afraid? Shake while you're being afraid. Speak up while you're being afraid. God got your back. God will always send somebody to be there, fight for you. He'll send somebody. He's not going to let you be in the fight in the ring by yourself. Hallelujah. When the Hebrew boys are thrown into the furnace, don't you know God was in there with them? God was in there with them. They looked in there and they said, wait a minute, didn't I throw in three? Well, why is fourth one in there? There was God in there walking around with them. Don't you know whatever arena you're being thrown into or whatever wall you're being pushed up in against because you stand up for God, don't you know God's going to be right there with you? Hallelujah. So give your hearts to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give your hearts to the Lord. It breaks my heart to hear of children in Baltimore City being struck down by bullets, being struck down by evil. You know, give your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
You know, God can bless you to be alleviate, to divert the bullets, to be the way. You may have plans to go this way. But God says, no, go this way. And then after a while, you hear of a shooting that way, the way you were going to go. You need Jesus. You need Jesus in your life. You need to be covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Your mamas and your daddies and your papas not going to always be able to be there with you to say, oh, baby, I'm praying for you. Well, be able to call on the name of Jesus for yourself.
Yes.
He will hear you. He will hear you, young people. God's ear is always right there, ready to hear whatever prayer you're going to pray. You need him. Hallelujah. Ask God to take you to school daily, to bring you home daily, to watch over you while you're on the bus stop and on the buses and in the classrooms. In the classrooms. In the mornings when we have morning prayer, I call out the names of the schools where my children are, where my grandchildren are. Hallelujah. And I was just want the angels to be at the doors and the windows of these schools so that no one will get in there with no guns, with no weapons. And cut down the children. Hallelujah. Young people, you have the power of God in your mouth. Call on the name of Jesus. You hear something going on that's not right. God will hear your prayer. Don't be ashamed to call on the name of Jesus. Your friends aren't ashamed to cuss and to swear and to say vulgar things out of their mouth. Don't you be afraid to call on, don't you be ashamed to call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus is the one that's going to deter the enemy. He's the one that's going to protect you and your friends. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, young people. Be encouraged to live for the Lord. He loves you. And we love you, too. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, with the Children's Corner, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club. God bless you real good. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall. like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We understand the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, what is done for us. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand it because of God's word. In the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, we're going to do something that I always did when I was younger. I heard that they were going to do Holy Communion. I started checking myself out. And we're going to do that right now. We're going to do it individually and collectively. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As we forgive everyone of everything that's been done to us, whether real or imagined.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. We are taking communion worthily now because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Yes.
Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers, glory to God. Hallelujah. Numbers, glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke it out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was said. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself, that's your word, Lord. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. So on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And before we even go there, hallelujah, we're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Now, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
And every time.
We thank you for our healing already, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3 declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system, We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you said we are your children and the sheep of your pasture.
Thank you, God.
And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are made worthy and we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, you said.
You said.
God, you said.
You,
God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Thank you.
And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake
me
when I see the blood.
I see the blood.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps, our mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire.
Thank you.
We boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job 22, verses 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor.
Shaped
in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty.
Oh,
we are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude chapter 1, verses, hallelujah, 24 and 25. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you that you're still there. And Father God, I ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to your holy communion.
Thank you.
Once again.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To the hallelujah. Family daily confession on today in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Now I need to ask you a question, my dear.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
I think you're a poet and didn't know it.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah. It seems that you rhyme every time.
Ooh, all right, baby.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may see with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs and miracles follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase and blessing. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan and your satanic cohorts, and Lord God, rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we curse you from the root.
Yes.
Command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. We bless your name. We adore you, Lord. We exalt your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. All praises belong to you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we said,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. On Sunday, we started a mini-series. It was part one. The title of that message was, you were called
to be
a winner, not a whiner. Called to be a winner,
oh, yes,
not a whiner. Say, brother, hallelujah. Sister, you were called to be a winner, not a whiner.
Get it up.
Pastor Peaches, if you would read the remaining addresses that we didn't get to on Sunday.
Yes. Luke 14:16-23, Genesis 17:1, 1 Peter 2:15-17, 1 Corinthians 13:11, and Revelation 3:15-16.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
You're welcome.
It is important for you to understand that whining is an attribute, a quality of children.
Mm-hmm.
There are some good attributes of children.
Mm-hmm.
They forgive easily. They follow easily their parents. They want to be in their presence. But there are some not so nice attributes
mm-hmm.
of children. I don't know if I have it there. Do you see first? Did you say 1 Corinthians 13:11?
Yes. Yes.
That's in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hit that.
First?
Go ahead.
You want me to go there now?
Yeah, go ahead now.
Oh, all righty.
We need to hold fast
okay.
to the qualities.
Amen.
Those good qualities of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in their parents. You know, love for their parents.
Amen.
Easily to forgive. All of the good qualities.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one quality that this scripture addresses in some way. Read that scripture.
1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Often children will whine so they can get something from you.
Mm-hmm.
They whine so they can rationalize why they didn't do something that they were told to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that we got to put away. That attribute does not become a child of the King. Why? Because we were called to be winners, not whiners. I'm going to give you two scriptures. You don't have to go there because I'm going to just quote it. The first scripture is found in Romans 8:28. That was what I think one we gave
yes.
on Sunday.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. And 2 Corinthians 2:14, God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. You were called to be a winner, not a whiner. Remember that.
Amen.
Let's give us the first scripture for today.
Luke 14:16-23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says, then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready.
God has prepared his blessing for you to partake of. It's ready. The completed work of Jesus Christ has already done. He wants you to come and partake of it, y'all. Go ahead.
Praise God. Mm. And sent his servant, okay, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that are bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they
Stop.
Are all with one.
Stop right there. All things are ready. It's completed. Christ don't need to have to crawl back up on the cross. He don't need to go back in the grave and then come back up again. He's already done that. It's completed. Everything is ready. You know what they're waiting for? You know what the blessings are waiting for? Some of us say, I'm looking for a blessing for the Lord. The blessings are looking for you to come to him. Everything is ready for you. Partake of the blessing. Go ahead and read.
And they all with one consent began to make excuse.
Uh-oh.
The first said unto him, I have brought a piece of land, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things.
Stop right there. I notice a common denominator. All the excuses were based in the flesh. There was no spiritual excuse. All the excuses were based in the flesh. Nobody came and said, well, God whispered to me and told me to go such and such and do such and such a thing. And that's why I couldn't get there. I can't argue with somebody who says that God told them to do something. But when your excuse for doing what the Word of God says do, when your excuse for not coming to church, for your excuse is not for not reading the Bible is based in flesh by the order. You are missing the feast that God has already prepared for you. Some folks are looking for a blessing. God says, I want you to be the blessing. You can't be the blessing if you don't follow what Christ said do. He'll love you and do as much as he can for you. But you can't be the blessing if you always giving excuses that are based in the flesh for not doing a spiritual deed. That's going to get yourself in trouble. There are two things I use with the word collateral. Collateral blessings and collateral damage. Which one you want? Continue to read.
Hallelujah. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.
Stop. Folk, that we're not set up to get the blessings, are going to get the blessings. And still, there's room. I remember a song says, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for you. There's still room for you to get blessings. Come! The spirit of the bride say, come! Go ahead, read.
And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
Stop right there. How do you think God's servant, God's angels, are going to compel you to come to get the blessings that God has for you? I'm going to tell you, like it was impressed upon me, circumstances, situations will have you running church to get the blessings that God has for you. I'm going to tell you something. The best teacher is not experience. It's hearing the word of God and obeying it. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, say, if you hear my word and you obey my commandments, you're going to get blessed. And it mentions a whole bunch of blessings you're going to get. And folk want to be blessed of the Lord. But they want to do their own thing. They want to go their own way. They don't want to... The word of God says, you are my disciple if you keep my commandments. So what does that mean? If people hug to the Messiah, speak in tongues, do a few things that God said do, but don't keep the commandments, all of them. There'll be a day, there's another scripture, I think it's in Matthew, that talks about in the day, like, they're going to say, I said, Lord, Lord. Just because you cried out, Lord, Lord, and you still were disobedient? What happened to Saul? He lost his kingdom because he was disobedient. They said, obedience is better than sacrifice. But I gave to the poor. I gave to this one. I gave to that one. I did this. I did that. Did you do what I said do? Well, no. You read me another scripture. Go ahead. Continue.
Genesis 17:1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
That means be mature. A lot of people will say, I don't want to go before the Lord. The Lord already told you. There are 788,000. 280 words in the King James Version Bible, 1611 edition. And he already told you how to operate in his word. What are you waiting for? A special visitation?
Mm.
Or are you waiting for the stuff, the water get almost over your up to your neck before you decide to obey God? What are you waiting for? You were called to be a winner, not a whiner. Are you up there saying, well, I can't do this, I can't do that? That holds no water with God. I told you to do this, you didn't do it. Even though you called Lord, Lord, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I know you not. Now, I did not write that, and I came too late to change it, y'all. That's what the word. If you have some art against what I just said, then you take it up with the writer. I got it from his manual. And that's Almighty God, because my arms are too short to box with God.
All right.
And I guess your arms are real long. You can box with him, so go ahead. Go ahead. Continue reading.
Hallelujah. And then scripture, 1 Peter 2:15-17. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
I'm going to tell you something. Some folks... Which I knew that scripture. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Awesome.
God forbid. I apologize. I'm not sure where that is right now. But that's in the word. I read it before. God. Your sinfulness of not obeying God going to get everybody in your garden, on your ship, in your app, you're the pilot. Everybody on your plane is gonna be collateral, either blessings. They're gonna get collateral blessings or collateral damage. You didn't feel like him. I'm gonna tell you, some folk. They felt sick, so they went to the hospital. That's where you go when you're sick. You really need to go to God first and then go to the hospital. But some folk have trouble spiritually, but they don't go to the house of God. They don't go to where they can get healed. They say, well, he can heal me at home. That's true. You can get first aid anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can get first aid in the gutter. You're laying in the gutter. Somebody giving you first aid.
Mm-hmm.
But where would you rather be? In the gutter getting first aid or in a top-notch hospital getting care?
In the hospital.
You make your choice.
That's right.
Quote shit, Katie, am I? Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Next scripture was 1 Corinthians 13:11. Do you still want me to go there? Go to the last one.
You can go to the last one. We already talked about
yes.
Whiners are children. an attribute that you need to get rid of. That's what you dealt when you. Let's stop there, because they're trying to rationalize their wrong behavior. They're trying to rationalize their wrong behavior. That's why they whine. They're trying to get something out of you. That's why they whine. They're trying to do something dirty and try to call it clean. See, when you don't do what God said do, that's not clean. That's not holy. But when they say, well, I'm doing God's will, I don't have to go to church to do God's will, that's true. You can do some of what God says at home, on the job, in your community, wherever. But see, he got a complete will.
Mm-hmm.
And his will dictates how you're supposed to operate. And he says, you're not my disciple if you don't keep my commandments. I don't judge anybody. The word judges you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen.
You shall know them by their fruit. That's what Matthew says. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read that. One more scripture?
Yes. Revelation 3:15 and 16.
Mm.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
I think that's self-explanatory.
Ooh.
Either serve God, don't serve God. Don't be trying to perpetrate a hoax. I serve God, but I just do what I feel like doing. I ain't going to do everything he said do.
Mm.
That's lukewarm.
Get off the fence.
You know, I'm going to tell you, you get on the fence, you straddle a fence, especially some old fences. I don't know new fences. Well, they got rod iron fences. No, you straddle that, you're going to hurt yourself. I don't care who you are. You're going to hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, how can you say you love God and you don't keep his commandments?
Mm.
How can you say that? That God wants you to be a winner. Not saying what the devil is doing, but decreeing and declaring what God is doing, has done, and will do in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm whole, I'm healed, I'm delivered. Hallelujah. I'm going to show folks, hallelujah, glory to God, that God is with me by not what I say, but what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk more than what you do, there's a problem with that. Because many years ago, Lord Jesus, over 50 years ago, might have been longer than that, I heard a teacher say, I guess it might have been 60 years ago.
Lord, good Lord.
Said, look here, people will pay attention to maybe 15% of what you say and 85% of what you do. Because what you say at 50 cents won't even buy a cup of coffee.
Not today.
But what you do is going to bless you or curse you.
Mm.
Not that God is going to curse you because Jesus took the curse away. But we sometimes curse ourselves.
Mm.
We've got to watch out what we do and what we say. And you've got to take your hands off of God's property.
Amen.
The Bible says, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. The Bible says God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you.
That's right.
And so the Bible says, hallelujah, that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do nothing to anybody but to love them. God says, you owe no man but to love them.
Amen.
Enemies, love your enemies. Do this to them that despitefully use you.
Pray
for them. And we do that. We pray for folks that love us. We pray for people that don't like us, that talk about us, that say slanderous things about us. We still pray for them because we're commanded to love them. We love them with the love of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. They put themselves in jeopardy. And you know what I pray for? And Pastor Peter, I know you've heard me do this. I pray for mercy and grace for them.
Amen. They don't need it.
The seed you sow is the crop you sow. So I pray for mercy for people that don't sense enough to listen to God's word and to have ought against the man of God because he shared what God said, not what he said. My intellect is not that great to have written this Bible. Yes, I've published a couple of minor works, but I could not have done any justice to God's word. I could not have written it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an ought against anything that I have ever said, you take it up with my boss. Because I just say what he said. I bring him into remembrance what he said. And I say what God said.
Mm.
If you have trouble with that, God bless you, and I pray for grace and mercy on you. Because the awful things are falling to the hands of the mighty God.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't want to box with God, because I'm going to tell you right now, your arm's too short.
Mm.
Don't. God wants you to be a winner, not a whiner.
Mm-mm-mm.
No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it even seems like, no matter what it even smells like, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 8:37. You are more than a conqueror. Greater is he in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. You got to understand it. You are a winner. You were called to be a winner. When you were born, you were a winner.
Amen. That's right.
I know you got smacked around a little bit. The doctor smacked you, and maybe the nurse got a few licks in there, too. That's supposed to be funny. But anyway, hallelujah. You know, life will smack you around.
Amen.
There's a scripture. I don't have that scripture right now. But it says the just will get knocked down. They'll fall down 7 times, but they're going to get back up. That's righteous folk. Stuff's going to happen. But guess what? You're a winner. You know why? Because you got back up.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're a winner. Stuff's going to happen to you. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. But when you stand, having done all to stand, Ephesians 6, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can stand boldly and say, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord. You were called to be a winner. Repeat this after me. I am a winner.
I am a winner.
I am a winner.
I am a winner.
Oh, with really good attitude. I am a winner.
I am a winner.
I am strong in the Lord.
I am strong in the Lord.
And the power of his might.
And the power of his might.
For Jesus is Lord.
For Jesus is Lord.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this message on today. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, again, hallelujah, glory to God, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. We bless your name today in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. I'll still say amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Pastor Peachy, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that would like to give their hearts to the Lord, hallelujah, or want a closer walk with Jesus, hallelujah, you know, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you just tired of whining. You want to be a winner.
Come on.
You know that's what God made you be, a winner. Hallelujah. But somehow you just strayed away from the Lord, and you want to rededicate yourself to him. Please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me, Lord God, from my sins.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I will make you my Lord and Savior. But I am you, Lord God. You have made me a winner. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And not a whiner. You know, God, I want to be everything you want me to be.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah. Jesus ain't deep. Hallelujah. You're not going to hear the thunder roll and the lightning clashing and all that, but just by faith, you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. You've gone from death unto life. The angels in heaven rejoice over one person that has come to the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. You are special unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor Pete.
If you'd like to send us a communication because you need a Bible or you want to know that you just want to be able to read the Word of God all the time, we will make arrangements to get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. You can send a communication, the snail mail, address your letter to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches,
yes.
There's somebody else that wants to sow into to the house of God. And we want to tell you that if you have Cash App, you can go to Cash App and put $T, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. You put the a capital T, P-H-C,
C-P-W-C.
Do that again, the lowercase, okay. Capital T and then everything else is lowercase.
Power off.
Yes.
P-H-C.
P-W-C.
P-W-C. P-H-C, P-W-C, lowercase. And you can send that to the Potter's. If you want to show... You can go to the website.
The website. The GoFundMe page.
The GoFundMe page.
Yes.
Thank you.
Who are Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Inc.
Hallelujah, and so as often or as much as you want, as little as you want. If you want to a link to that, you can call. You can send a text to Pastor Peaches at 416-1201. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to do like some of the people have done where they've collected change and one lady, I know she had at least 50 pounds of pennies, you could call Pastor Peaches and we'll make arrangements to come and get that for the hospital in Uganda. We will be sharing some pictures on our website very soon. It's changing, adding pictures and
yes,
various sermons and videos on the website. Administrative assistant in charge of IT, that sister Pamela Curtis, will be updating our website, so you'll be able to see new content on the website.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we just thank you all for tuning in to this midweek service. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it. So just throw up both hands and holler, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of
His might.
Jesus, life.
So Jesus is Lord.
Lord.
Oh,
have a good day in the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
See you in the morning.
In the morning. That number in the morning is 720-527-5952. And the hallelujah. Access code is 105.
103.
Oh, excuse me, y'all. 103-4545. Again, that's 720-527-5952. And the access code is
103-4545.
All right. God bless you. See you in the morning, y'all. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bluetooth connected.
Thank you. Come on, it's crazy. Yeah. You never lift it. Wait a minute.
Come on and catch your feet. Come on and catch your feet. Come on, let's